Nicole Heck is a co-organizer of the Northern Link Ag Sports and Trade Show happening in Fairview, April 4th to 6th. Nicole joins us on the line this afternoon. Nicole, thank you very much for joining us. First of all, I guess just a little bit of an icebreaker, please. Just get your comments on the fact that this show is coming back for the first time in 4 years.
Yeah, super excited about it. Our last show was 2018, and we were about 2 weeks away from our show date in 2020. So, yeah, did all the work, had everything in place, and then got shut down about 2 weeks before the pandemic, the COVID. So we were actually, we've only had one show and have been looking forward ever since to doing this again.
So if my math is correct, this is actually the first time in 6 years that this show is being done.
It is the first time in 6 years, yes.
How much excitement from an organizing point of view, and I guess from a resident point of view, is there kicking off not only this show, but the trade show season? Because there are a lot of trade shows happening around the region during this time.
Honestly, everybody is excited about this. And people have been calling us constantly, like, okay, so when is the date? When are you opening? Is it a go? Everybody's on board. And we kind of figured out, we finally got our location and our dates, and it's been bombarded. We've been bombarded with people looking to be a venue, looking to be part of it in any way. People are excited. Everything is good to go.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, how's the response been?
Yeah, it's wonderful. Locally, even like Peace River, Grand Prairie, like around the area, Edmonton, people are hearing about this happening, and the response has been incredible.
A lot of it has to do with the fact, okay, we've gotten finally over at that time, sort of the cabin fever, as it were. Is it a sense of everybody just wants to sort of get out, meet up with each other in person again and say, hey, how you doing? How was the winter? Good to see you here in the spring.
Yep, 100%. Yep, that's exactly it. Everybody looking forward to seeing each other after so many years. We did have the opportunity, so we do this biannually, opposite of the Flair show. So that's why we haven't done it in 6 years. But when we were thinking about doing it in 22, it was that kind of opening of the world again, and we decided we wanted to be all in. It wasn't going to be a half show. We wanted to be all in, so we were going to wait for this year.
Hence the reason the two venues in the arena and Northwestern Polytechnic, I guess, with the fact that the show is going to take place in sort of the two venues there. Is that, how easy or how difficult is that to have the show in two different venues in the same town?
Yeah, that was a tricky thing to get figured out, is the venues. We are super excited about having part of the venue at Northwest Polytech, and they are incredibly excited about getting on board with it as well. It's going to mean that there's going to be a bit of a transportation for the spectators and the people that are attending the event for the two locations. But it's also going to give them an opportunity to see our wonderful town as well. Northwest Polytech looks forward to supporting the ag portion and the growth of the industry, the recreational sports, the programming possibilities. Please stop in. We've got tours available. Check out the motorcycle program, the trades programs. We look forward to meeting with the vendors and attendees and making this a community event.
How optimistic are you for a good turnout at this year's show?
Okay, so the first show, 2018, the one and only show that we've done so far for the Northern Link was 2018. We had over 3,000 attendees. The 2020 show we had that was lined up to happen was going to be a third bigger yet. So we were hopeful that we would, bump that number up by 30% again for attendees. So we're, very, very excited, very positive that it's going to be, a 4,000-plus attendee event.
Sounds optimistic and sounds realistic. I know you're in the early stages, Nicole, of organizing it with you and Brierley. But at this point, are you looking forward to it?
Oh, my gosh. So this is actually even more exciting than the last one, just because we are going to be doing part of it at the Northwest Polytech, because they are incredibly on board and super excited about the opportunity to bring it all together with their program too. They're incredibly supportive of the egg industry. They want to start programming towards the egg world, and they're really on board with creating this egg, the Northern Link. Yeah.
Nicole Heck is a co-organizer with Northern Link Egg Sports and Trade Show coming to Fairview April 4th through the 6th. Nicole, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Keith.